Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 64 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, September 9th, 2010, from the heart of the temporarily relevant Big 12 Conference. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Well, thanks for tuning in to the emergency. I'm getting my shows confused. Thanks for tuning in to Hinky Dinky Time Radio. It's nothing without you. And we're going to get things started tonight with some music from 1973. In fact, we're going to hear quite a few songs from 1973. I was missing my 1973 music and didn't realize it. This goes back a couple of years, and I've replenished the supply. The missing tracks are reinstated. And from 1973, this is Focus and Hocus Pocus. Yeah, dead air. That's 1973, that's Focus, and that's Hocus Pocus. And aren't the Dutch a crazy lot. It's one of those songs that always lurks. It never quite goes away. Also from 1973, this is Ms. Ann Peebles, and in honor of today's weather, I Can't Stand the Rain.
I can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories. Yeah, when the rain, do you remember how sweet it used to be?
Napping again. Let's pick out something nice, shall we? Okay. Well, this is going to go as a dedication, very long distance, to my dad and Sherry, who are still on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean. They are in Venice, and this is the Mills Brothers from 1954 and Carnival in Venice.
A carnival in Venice with gondolas and guitars. A boy, a girl, a lamplight, in their eyes a glow of stars. He sighed, then he cried, "Darling, kiss me." She slipped into his arms and obeyed. A carnival was going on in Venice while history was being made. They married and left Venice, now at home when an organ grinder grinds. They dream about the carnival in Venice from behind their Venetian blinds. A carnival in Venice where no stranger dines alone. Instead of beer and pretzels, they serve wine and mackerel. Taxicabs ride around in the water. The canals are where streets ought to be. But till you've met a sweet Venetian daughter, you've missed what you ought to see. You'll find romance in Venice. There are hearts waiting to be wooed and won. So pack your grip and take a trip to Venice. Get your share of Venetian fun. A carnival in Venice. Corny cornets out of tune.
the nights are so romantic, you can do without a moon. The air is alive with confetti, music floats from each gay carousel, and lovers cling together like spaghetti while dancing the tarantelle. So when you go to Venice, if you only can stay a day or two, I'll bet an old gondola you'll like Venice, and I know Venice will like you.
1954 and a carnival in Venice. That's the Mills Brothers going out to my dad and Sherry over there right now. You know, the other thing that we're going to lean on a couple of times tonight is a recent acquisition. It was technically a bootleg set that was released in 2001. It was the complete Apple Records singles. It's about 10 CDs. It's the A and B sides of everything ever released on 45 RPM, 7-inch from Apple Records. No, we're not going to hear all of it tonight. One of the very first, the very first artist signed to Apple, besides the Beatles themselves, was Mr. James Taylor. And one of the first singles he ever released on Apple is this little thing right here. This is called Something's Wrong.
Something's wrong, that restless feeling's been preying on your mind. Roadmaps in a well-cracked ceiling, the signs aren't hard to find. Now I'm not saying that you've been mistreated, no one's hurt you, nothing's wrong. A moment's rest was all you needed, so pack your things and kindly move along. Like dust in the wind, you're gone forever. Your windblown leaves, you're a change in the weather. Just a town like any other, a second brand new start. A third or fourth hand, wife or lover, no, you won't break her heart. Take some bacon, go on and leave your watch chain. She won't count on nothing more. Wrap your hands around that small chain and tiptoe barefoot out the door. Yes, something's wrong, that restless feeling's been preying on my mind. When things get bad, I'm bound to pack my bags and just leave them all behind.
I don't know about you, but I can't hear the sound of a solo oboe without being immediately shot back to my youth and listening to various versions of Peter and the Wolf. The one that we probably wore out at my house was with Lenny Bernstein, and I'm sure some of you enjoyed that growing up as well. I forget which animal. I forget who the oboe represented. If anybody knows, remind me. You can probably look that up on Wikipedia or something like that. Well, we're going to get away from 1969, which is, or 68, which is when that James Taylor was released. We're going to go all the way back to 1967. And this is Moby Grape. And I don't have any grandmas left, but hey, grandma, this is for you. Okay, what I'd like is a show of hands. How many people here right now would like to hear some Harry Nilsson? Okay, let's, one, two, three. Well, it's, okay, it's almost unanimous. I don't know who you are. You can leave because we're going to listen to some Harry, and you don't have to stay if you don't appreciate it. From 1976, this is Harry, and this is Who Done It?
Were tight. There were 13 people in the house. The owner and his wife, the butler and his wife, cook with her knife, a couple named Smythe. The Andersons were there with another strange pair and the scary caretaker and me. The clock struck one, it was the sound of a gun, and I heard somebody run away. Well, they were alive, had terror in their eyes, and I overheard the Andersons say,
who could have done it? Who could have done it? And I wonder, where's the crook in her knife?
I don't
Adam, said Adam, with his wife by his side, it was the shot we heard that took her life. The other couple named Sloan and I ran to the phone to call the police, but just then all the power went out and we heard a great shout, and we knew for someone else it was the end. When the power came on, we were shocked with alarm, for instead of being 12, we were 10. Who could have done it? Who could have done it? The Addison was such a nice pair. Now the owner and his wife both afraid for their life, so they hurried to the door to run away. But before they got there, there was a whistle through the air, then another, then they both had passed away. There were seven of us left now, afraid of death now, but I knew it wasn't me or the Sloans. 'Cause when the power went out and we heard the other shout, we were out there in the hallway on the phone. That left the butler and his wife and the couple named Smythe and the old scary caretaker too. So the Sloans and I, who were both afraid to die, had to think of something quick we could do. So we called the Smythes and the butler and his wife, and we gathered in the drawing room. But before we could call for the caretaker too, it was too late, for he had met his doom. It looked like poison. That left five were still alive, the Sloans, the Smythes, and myself. And once again the lights went out, and I heard a great shout from both the Smythes and the Sloans. And then the lights came on again, and I looked around again, and everybody was dead, and I was alone. Next thing I knew, I was awakened with my hands in chains. There was a man with a gun, he said, "Don't bother, son, you'll have plenty of time to explain." I was rushed to a car, then taken to a cell, and a lawyer came in and said his name. He said, "I'm sure you told the truth." "Well, the truth is, my boy, to believe it, the judge would be insane." "Now, before I pass sentence on you, have you anything to say?" And I said, "Are you kidding?" I said, "This must be a dream. I said, this can't be real. You don't believe a word that I've said." And then he looked me in the eye and said, "Have mercy on the soul." And I was hanged by the neck until death. Have mercy. Wait a minute. Hey, stop. Hey, would you mind rewinding that last sentence? I mean, hang by the what? Until when? Hey, listen. I think you made a little, I think you made a large mistake here. First of all, I was in Colorado having breakfast with a nun. Okay?
Yeah, I think Harry was just a little bit insane. I know that Don Van Vliet was at least a little bit, or is still just a little bit insane. He's better known as Captain Beefheart. From their first album, 1967, Captain Beefheart and His Magic Band, the album was titled Safe as Milk. This is Abba Zaba. Run, run, run.
bird fly high, battle sky, two shadows and moon, that bit baboon, gonna catch us soon, that bit baboon, gonna catch us soon, that bit baboon, that the bird fly high, battle sky, two shadows and moon, gonna catch us soon, that bit baboon.
That's Abba Zaba by Captain Beefheart and his magic band from 1967. And this one goes out to all of the jazzbos tuned in tonight. I know you're always emailing me and complaining that I don't play enough jazz for you on the program. And oddly enough, Brother Tate isn't even tuned in tonight, and he's the main complainer. This goes out to you folks, and this is Chet Baker, and this is from 1953, and this is My Buddy.
Miss your voice, the touch of your hand, just long to know that you understand, my buddy, my buddy, your buddy misses you.
Yes, it's college football season again, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers have begun their challenging out-of-conference schedule in preparation for their glorious final victory lap around the Big 12. Last week, the Huskers beat an intramural, Last week, the Huskers beat an intramural flag football squad from the University of Western Kentucky, 49-10, in which redshirt freshman quarterback Taylor Martinez got and justified the start, rushing for 127 yards and three touchdowns. Martinez also threw for 136 yards and committed no turnovers. He became the first freshman to ever start at quarterback in a Nebraska season opener. I wouldn't be alarmed by the 299 yards the Huskers gave up to the Hilltoppers. Saturday, the Bug Eaters faced the University of Idaho Vandals. I hope the Chancellor has made his insurance payment on time. The Big Red are 28-point favorites at home, with Idaho coming off a 45-0 drubbing of mighty North Dakota. And that's this week's Nebraska Cornhusker Football Report. Okay, and speaking of the Hilltoppers, this is the Hilltoppers from 1957, Marianne.
All day, all night, Marianne, down by the seaside, sifting sand. Even little children love Marianne, down by the seaside, sifting sand.
Marianne, oh, won't you marry me? We can have a bamboo hut with brandy in the tea. Leave your fat old mama home, she never will say yes. If mama don't know now, she can guess.
Hi, hi, yes. All day, all night, Marianne, down by the seaside, sifting sand. Even little children love Marianne, down by the seaside, sifting sand.
When she walks along the shore, people pause to greet. White birds fly around her, little fish come to her feet. In her heart there's love, but I'm the only mortal man who's allowed to kiss my Marianne.
Don't rush me all day, all night, Marianne, down by the seaside, sifting sand. Even little children love Marianne, down by the seaside, sifting sand.
When we marry, we will have a time you never saw. I will be so happy, I will kiss me mother-in-law. Fwee! Children by the dozen, in and out the bamboo hut. One for every palm tree and coconut.
Hurry up now! All day, all night, Marianne, down by the seaside, sifting sand. Even little children love Marianne, down by the seaside, sifting sand.
Yeah, 1957 and Marianne by the Hilltoppers. I didn't know they went to the University of Western Kentucky. Evidently, they did. Well, that takes us up to a cherished moment in every episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio.
WCFL, Chicago.
So what, you may well ask, was the number 40 song in the greater Chicago area 40 years ago this week? Well, it was Mark Lindsay of Paul Revere fame, and this song that, I don't know, I think it peaked much higher. I couldn't say that much higher than at number 40, but this week it was at number 40. This is Silver Bird.
Gate 19, satisfy your Walter Mitty mind, trying out a dream. Your sign is Capricorn in every corner of your mind. Says you'll remain my friend until you're mine. Silver bird, fly my lady away. Silver bird,
baby no more.
Another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken!
He's everywhere!
The police commissioner of Midland City holds his 744th press conference of the year.
Ladies and gentlemen of the press, I suppose you're wondering why I have summoned you here.
Why have you summoned us here?
Yes, and some of you are even asking why the feathered fighter is standing at my side.
Why is the feathered fighter standing?
Quiet, please. All right, feathered fighter. This person I'm about to introduce, I have known and respected all my life. You might say she has been a mother to me. And if you said that, you'd be absolutely...
She has been a mother to you. Quiet, please.
Okay, Mom. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Mildred the Masked Mother. My secretary, Miss Helfinger, will now take over with the rest of our program.
Mildred the Masked Mother is costumed in her own creation, a lovely avocado chintz wrapper, very chic from a lady's weekend crime fighting. And very practical, too, since it is completely bulletproof. The little black shawl worn by Mother for those chilly nights while striking terrific terror. And oh yes, the mask, a rugged russet red Naugahyde trimmed in a delicate pale pink lace, makes complete the costume of Midland's marvelous maternal marauder.
Nice.
Very sweet.
Just grand.
Sweet.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, maternal marauder. Now, would you care to say a few words?
Yes, thank you all very much. I want you all to know that I am grateful for this wonderful opportunity to do something nice for other people, because I've always said being nice to other people is the sweetest thing you can do. And that's why I pledge to smack in the mouth and slug to the ground and wipe up the streets with those rotten, no-good criminal rats who sneak around this city.
Thank you, maternal
marauder.
And I
will show them no mercy, and I'll...
That's all, Mother. Thank you very much, Maternal Marauder. That's all, Mother. Fine. Thank you, Mrs. Maternal.
Well, once again, cowardly criminals and or evildoers, beware the wrath of this mother. Will the fuzzy pink bunny slippers with wings coming out work? Is pale pink lace the proper accent for russet red Naugahyde? Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken!
He's everywhere!
Well, right now we're going to get right back into both 1973 and the complete Apple singles. This Apple single from 1973 was released by Paul McCartney and Wings. You may remember it well, Helen Wheels.
Set by-
1973, Helen Wheels. That's Paul McCartney and Wings. Did you know that Paul was in a band before Wings? It's true, and he wrote a lot of great songs for that band. Among them, he wrote a pair of songs called Golden Slumbers, Carry That Weight. It was released in 1969 on the Beatles' Abbey Road album. This is Golden Slumbers, Carry That Weight, but this is not the Beatles. This is a band called Trash, and this is also from the Complete Apple Singles. This is Golden Slumbers and Carry That Weight.
Once there was a way to get back home. Once there was a way to get back home. Sleepy little darling, do not cry. And I will sing a lullaby. Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home.
Not only was that file made from a very rare 45 that apparently wasn't in the best of condition, the original recording at Apple Studios had some pretty blunt, sloppy edits there during that fade. Sorry about that. From 1976, this is Mr. Bob Dylan, And this was released, I think, in 1991 on the Bootleg Series, Volumes 1 through 3. This is Golden Loom. Did you hear Emmylou Harris singing backing vocals on that track? That was always a big plus anytime you got to hear Emmylou singing with anybody. Emmylou's not singing on this one. This is back to 1973 once more. We haven't been on the R&B side much tonight. We're going to change that right now. This is one of the later hits from the Four Tops. This is Are You Man Enough? Thank you.
street that you can walk. You got to watch just who you're talking to. They're out to get you. Can't turn your back on a smiling face.
Smiling face.
Next thing you know, there ain't no trace of you. And this I bet you, some people lose and some folks win. It's a matter of what they do. Are you mad?
Cause you never know where the knife will go and they ain't missed yet.
The strong survive, they stay alive, they're always cool. But that they never teach you in school. Are you mad enough, big and bad enough? Are you gonna let them shoot you down? When they even fly and your brother cries, are you gonna be around? Someone needs a friend.
Sure love that stuff. Are You Man Enough from 1973. That's the Four Tops. We got time for maybe one more song. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in to Hinky Dinky Time Radio this week. It really, really is a lot of fun to do this show for all you good people. We're going to meet back here next week. I just know it. From the Apple Singles box set, one more time, and another Paul McCartney composition. This is Mary Hopkin, and this is Goodbye. Call that oops.
Do,
Yeah, well, that sort of thing happens when you're doing live radio. I'd like you to try it.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine, yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?